Welcome to Heather Ewing, the CRE Rundown. I am your host, Heather Ewing, founder, CEO of Abstract Commercial Real Estate here in lovely downtown Madison, Wisconsin. And today I have a real treat for you. I have Lindsay Yoder. She is the VP of Sales at Sign Art Studio. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Heather.
Definitely. It's a pleasure to be able to connect in this way. We're always connecting through social media, through various networking events, or of course, different referrals with your beautiful signs.
Thank you. Yes, it's been great to connect with you over the years, and you're just such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. So I've known you for years, but go ahead, share with the people viewing that are listening in. Tell them a little bit more about you.
Sure. So my name's Lindsay, as Heather mentioned, and I joined on with Sign Art Studio about 2.5 years ago. My husband founded the company. His name is Dan. It'll be 19 years this year. So we actually met. I sold him some advertising in my first sales career, and now we're married. And but
quite a sale, Lindsay.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. My dad was a sign maker and owned a sign business. And, you know, they say you marry someone like your dad, and I did. And so as the company was growing and, you know, evolving, we were looking at what would be the best way to, you know, bring in these more opportunities and have more of a, you know, growth. Kind of just like really being intentional with our growth, right? And what is this going to look like? And I had a pretty successful career in sales and recently in the construction industry, and, you know, was able to meet a lot of folks through that. And so Dan and I made the decision for me to come on board, and it's been a wild ride, but so much fun. And a lot of people ask me, how do you work with your husband? How is that? It's actually pretty great. You know, we both have our own roles in the organization, and that's really helpful. We really don't see each other a whole lot at work. And, you know, we check in here and there and have conversations maybe briefly in the evening because we have to shut it off. And, but it's been really great. And I'm so grateful for the relationships that we've formed, and, just really being able to change the sign landscape in Madison and other areas. You know, we actually just redid our mission and vision and company values. And, you know, our vision truly is to be the company that's changing the sign landscape and making a lasting impression on the communities we serve. And, you know, we were very intentional with like, what is
right.
our for Sign Art Studio, and what is our mission? And we've been sharing it with everybody in our team. We have about just under 30 full-time team members now, and
that's
been
great.
Rolling it out. Yeah, it's been really fun. So that's who I am.
Well, I think one of the things is I'm a very artful person as well, with my oil painting for many, many years. And I think it's a different medium of art, but I really do love how you've crafted a niche within the market. Mm-hmm. And when I think of you and Dan and your team and Sign Art Studio, I would say the two things that really surface for me is high quality, mm-hmm. very unique signage. And
yep.
Additionally, one of the things why it's so easy to refer you to clients is that not only do you deliver, but additionally, I love the value add of service. And you really go above and beyond here with helping your clients understand and navigating all the municipal
yep.
For them, which if you're not familiar with the municipal, it's the last thing you want to touch. So it's really nice that you have incorporated that into your offering.
Yep, absolutely. And that is a big part of the knowledge. The knowledge that we bring, you know, to the table when it comes to the sign types. You know, what does the municipal say when it comes to signs? And it's interesting because, you know, if somebody is, let's say, doing a renovation or a new building and, you know, plans are approved, the signage is something separate and we really know the ins and outs. And I think people appreciate that too, just knowing that we are knowledgeable there and helping guide them with the best, you know, what's really, what's going to suit them best when it comes to what they're able to do. You know, there's been folks that want multiple signs, you know, and we're like, let's do a, let's look at this. And like, I didn't think about that. I remember, you know, a couple years ago, prior to me coming on, Dan was telling me a story about a company he was working with in Madison that they wanted three signs, right? And the municipal would allow these three signs, but he was like, you don't need three signs. Like, why don't you invest in this sign right here? And here's the value that it's going to bring. Really talking about how we can implement the design elements to make it really stand out, because in some of the other areas, they're really not going to be seen as much. So why invest the money into some of these areas? Let's make an impact here. And I remember I ran into her at an event and she's like, I just want to tell you, I love my sign and I'm so appreciative that Dan didn't sell me a sign I didn't need. And like, she just, and
it's huge.
It is huge.
Right?
And it's really helping people think of something outside the box that maybe they hadn't thought of. And that is, you know, something that I'm really proud of. And like, when I talk about Sign Art Studio and the value add that we bring, is we are not a traditional sign company. We really bring in that artistic approach.
Right. And I think, you know, what you're sharing too is the partnership of the unvarnished truth of, yes, I could sell you three, but I'm choosing not to. And here's why you want the one really high quality and how it will deliver and get you what you're looking for at a lesser price point. So I think that's where you really develop those long-term relationships. It's not the sprint, it's the marathon, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
And, extending that. Something else that I want to highlight that you do also, and I think you started this, was it maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, was the sign reveal parties. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I love it. So
yeah, that's been really fun and different. And you know, one of the things, I just love connecting with people. And that is like I'm a people person, and I love meeting all walks of life, you know? And, so in my past, one of my, you know, things that we did were networking events, and, you know, signs are a big deal and we can have a lot of fun with it. Our first one that we did, this was prior to me coming on board, but we helped organize, was the Orpheum sign. Right? Like that was, we shut down State Street, had to reroute buses. And
like, I remember that.
And it was just so special to do a countdown and have people be a part of that. And, you know, the video, we actually have it and I get kind of emotional about it. And it's, you know, we were really, this was 2016. So we were a much smaller organization. And, but even, you know, we just did one with Lola's this year. And that was, you know, they're one of your clients. And that, you know, that partnership that we have with Tori and Matt is because of you, you know, that relationship and that introduction, first off with Encore Coffee. And with that, like that was, there was maybe like 45, 50 people, but it was in the parking lot and people from the neighborhood were there. And it was just so cool. Like, and then, you know, it gets dark and you turn on the light sign for the first time. It's special. And so that is something, along with, you know, we really try to bring in, you know, that as an, you know, added value to your sign experience. You know, the overall flow of the project, really communicating before, during, and after the project is, you know, a big intention for us. And, you know, there's never over communication. We never want somebody to ask us what's going on with our sign or when should I expect this? We're really making it a mission to be that responsive group. And like just today, I actually had somebody that reached out and they're like, we're interested in speaking with you about interior signs. You know, they're a client that we've worked with quite a bit, general contractor. And, you know, I responded, you know, I don't wait 2 days and, you know, we have a meeting
Right.
up today, you know, like obviously there was a, hey, we have some time. Does this work? If not, let's look at next week. Here's some date options. And they're like, wow, I can't, well, thank you so much. We've got this scheduled already. And, you know, it feels good to be able to, we hear that a lot. You're really responsive. You communicate well. And that's really important because that was a big mission when I came on board. You know, we obviously no business is perfect. And as you grow, there are challenges that you will face. And you might drop the ball in some areas and it stinks when that happens, but you can look in the mirror and do the right thing, right? And where do we need to improve? And we're doing it. And it's even the other day, our sales team, which is small but mighty. We were just talking about, you know, looking back 6 months ago to where we are today and what we've implemented in is working and it feels good and we're aligned and customers are giving us feedback that it feels good to work with us. And that is just awesome.
That's the benchmark, right? But you're crushing it by day,
Thank
which,
you.
you know, huge kudos to you and team. So how do you balance that? How do you utilize mindset and also fitness? I know you've been you know, really revamping a lot of different things in life, and it's so fun to watch the evolution and obviously the alignment, because so many people are off on different tangents because they're not super focused. Whereas I think a large part of your and Dan's and team's success is because you're really focused. So how does mindset and physicality play into that for you?
So mindset is huge, and I will tell you that it's not always easy, and I will be fooling you if I say that it's the easiest thing and I got it figured out. But I do know that for me, mindset is your attitude and how you approach situations, right? It's like really like I worked with a business coach, life coach prior to coming on with Dan, and you know the big thing that the big takeaway for me was you can't control the situation, but you can control how you respond. And that has guided me a lot, right? Like you can't control what that person's going to do. You can't control what traffic is going to be. I can't control how my husband's going to respond to something, you know, but I can control the way I respond. And that's been huge. I mean, it's so simple. And in business moments, right? Like not being, you know, reactive to situations, like there might be an issue. Maybe a client is not happy. Maybe a project is not going well. It happens. But if we can really do a check-in with our attitude and how we approach the situation, it's really going to be a better outcome. And, you know, in regards to like the working out, it's not just about the like I want to, you know, I want to get a six pack or something like that. It's truly to help with my mindset and give myself the time that I deserve for me. And I think as a younger woman, when I first started in my sales career, I didn't give myself time. And that will cause burnout. And you're gonna feel crazy. And, you know, like really. And I've been there. And it's like, I used to feel guilty too. Like, oh my gosh, if I take this time for me, like, you know, I have three kids. And, you know, it was like, that was so insane. And it is insane because I know a lot of people like that now. So if you're listening to this, make the time for you. And Heather, I tell you this all the time. You have been a huge inspiration for me. And I know a lot of
Thank
other
you.
people, men and women, you know, just the power of the mindset and the focus. And, you know, the other thing too that is really helpful for me is prioritizing the tasks that you need to do in a day, right? That simple little check-in like makes me feel really in control of how my day is going to go.
Right. Well, and I think that's where too, if, you know, I like to call it my top three, right? Of really, what are the three things? And then doing those right away, because then no matter what unexpected surprises might unfold later in the day, you've got your top three. You can feel accomplished because you are accomplished. And it's also reconciling that it's never all going to be done and being okay with that. And so to your point, the prioritization, and I think something joining to that is discipline. Because if you prioritize, but you don't stay disciplined and really work on the things that you need to and not take the calls, not go into the email, you know, all of these little distractions, that is a huge empowering force for good for people. And so I agree. I don't, you know, I'm by far, far from perfect as well, but it does feel good to see a positive trajectory. And I think, like you're saying, what you focus on grows. And I see it as little seedlings of where do you want to plant your seeds? And there's always going to be days that we deem rough and other days that were really simple and things fell into your lap and it all just happened. And it's really seeing the end goal. And that's where, you know, me with marathons of it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And also have the mindset that there's going to be challenges in life and that's just life.
It is. And to your point about discipline, it's funny, you know, thinking back to some of the people that, you know, I've had in my life that, you know, leaders from other, you know, I've not had a lot of careers. I've had two sales jobs and now here since I've been in my early 20s. And one of the things that really, you know, sticks with me is when you define hard work, how do you define that? Really, hard work is discipline and routine when you think about it. And that was something that, you know, was said to me at a really young age that I really think helped instill a really great work ethic within me. But it comes from the discipline and routine that I bring into every day. And again, I'm not perfect, but it's, you know, it's being intentional with that. And it's really served me well in as I've grown in my career and, you know, the business that I'm in. And it's life is not easy. So those are things that are controllable and have worked pretty well.
I agree. So my last question for you, my dear, and this is always the big one, right? What does living fully mean to you?
You know, really finding, for me, living fully is embracing the life experiences that we have. Some are going to be good, some are not going to be good. And it's about evolving, personal growth, you know, like growth and change are going to happen. Like change is going to happen. And, you know, looking at the change, you know, you think back, like I was just with some girlfriends this past weekend and we literally have been friends for, you know, 18 years. We started our sales careers together. We actually, most of the girls work at the same two companies. And, you know, it's so cool to see how each one of those women and myself have personally grown and the things that we've done as we've changed through the years. And, you know, being able to make those meaningful connections with people is, I think, living fully, like meeting new people, putting yourself out there. It can be nerve-wracking, but I will tell you, it is so incredible what it can do when you put yourself out there, be authentic and, you know, open to new possibilities and just really making the most in each day.
Well, that is beautifully said. And with that, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on and talking with me today and sharing yourself and also Sign Art Studio with my viewers. Definitely. And please do share. How can people connect with you?
I love connecting on LinkedIn. I do a lot on LinkedIn, more so than any other social media platform. That would be my suggestion.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thanks again for having me on, Heather. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.